this, Lord. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your nearness to us. We thank you for your faithfulness to us. We thank you for showing us the truth and always leading us back to the cross. We bless you tonight, Holy Father. We bless you, Jesus. And we welcome your beautiful presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your steadfastness. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your peace. We're in awe of you, Lord, and our hearts are filled with gratitude over and over and over again. How can it be that you are so faithful? How can it be that your promises are yes and amen? How can it be that your love is unconditional? How can it be that your love never fails and it always wins? You are awesome, God. And we worship you in holy fear and reverence and awe. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being our strength when we are weak, Lord. So we just throw our worship at you. We throw our worship at your feet. Come and do what you want to do tonight. Come and do something special, Lord. Lead us and guide us into the Holy of Holies, Lord. We open up the gates that the King of Glory may come in tonight.
Oh, we open up the gates. We open up the gates. Let the King of Glory in. Let the King of Glory in. We open up the gates. Holy, holy, holy. Let your wind blow, let your wind blow. showing love. Let the wind blow, let your wind blow, let your wind blow. Holy Spirit, come as you want. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares.
beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. Wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is, what a wonderful name it is. Of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus.
What a wonderful name it is.
The name of Jesus. My King.
Oh, King,
what a powerful name it is. nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. Powerful name it is, what a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is, nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus.
What a powerful name it is, what a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ my King.
What a powerful name it is, nothing can stand. What a powerful name it is, the name. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus.
upon the people and take delight in the incense of our worship. We long to please your heart. Every eye is on you now. Every eye is on you now. Return our affection to you.
are here right now. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Oh, we love you. We worship you. We worship you. Yes, Lord.
Your
She started singing about holy. I'm like, we can have the holiness of God attached to the name of Jesus, and it goes into our cells, it goes into our very being, way down deep into our bodies. We can take that name for healing. We can take his name for cleansing. We can take his name for everything that we need. Lord, we thank you that because of your death, because of your resurrection, because of the empty tomb, Lord, that we can take your name. Your name, Lord, we glorify your name. We lift up your name, Lord, be lifted up in our lives. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your blood that cleanses. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the name of Jesus. We thank you for your blood. We thank you for the death and the resurrection, Lord, in this beautiful season, Lord. May our hearts awaken, Lord, in this holy week as we're coming into this season of celebrating, commemorating your death. Lord, awaken, 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 awaken our hearts, Lord, to the reality of Christ in us, the hope of glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let the wind blow. Let the wind blow anything out of us, Lord. Let the wind blow. Tonight is fire and wind. We've been talking about the fire. Tonight we talk about the wind of your spirit that blows. Lord, blow over the dead bones. The dead bones, Lord, let there be life. Ezekiel 37, God, let there be life. Lord, wherever there's death, let there be life in our souls. In our souls, Lord, wherever there's death, Lord, we speak life. Lord, speak your breath. Speak your breath of life, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for resurrection power. Lord, we receive it with thanksgiving. Lord, we receive your death. Lord, we receive your body. We suffer with you. We're buried. We're crucified with you. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Thank you, Lord. We live by that new life. thank you, God, for new life. Lord, we take your body and we remember and we say thank you for the suffering. Thank you for going that lonely road to the cross. Thank you, Lord, for the suffering. We lift you up, God. We thank you for the new life. We receive your blood. We receive it, God, as a washing and a cleansing and a restoring, God. That new blood, Lord, just as your name goes into our cells, Lord, we receive that blood, that new life blood, into our bodies and into our very life, into our souls, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
face down on the floor, all to echo, holy are you, Lord. My heart can't help but sing with all of heaven's roar, your ever echo, holy are you, Lord.
A million angels fall
face down on the floor, all to echo, holy are you, Lord. My heart can't help but sing with all of heaven's roar, forever echo, holy are you, Lord. Oh, 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 forever echo, holy are you, Lord. Oh, 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 forever echo, holy are you, heart can jump. face down on the floor, all to echo, holy are you, Lord. My heart can't help but sing with all of heaven's roar, forever echo, holy are you, Lord. Of a million angels fall, face down on the floor, all to echo, holy are you, Lord. My heart can't help but sing with all of heaven's roar, forever echo, holy are you, Lord.
crown.
Will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Keep that up there. You look at that. That's our decree, our declaration for tonight, going into Holy Week. This is who Jesus is, and this is what he asks of us. So let's keep worshiping as we were, the holiness of the Lord. Keep looking at those words. Do you believe them? If you believe them, receive them. Invite them into your life to take over your life. Because the Lord says, I'm worth it. We say, Jesus said to his disciples those words. And if you desire to follow him, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. These words are so powerful. They will break every chain in our life. They will give us the initial power we need to walk out the holiness of God. If we desire to save our life, we'll lose it. But if we desire to lose our life for the sake of Jesus, we'll find it. Amen? So keep leading us, team, in worship.
God mighty, your name is great and great to be praised. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Your name is great and greatly to be praised. You are holy.
Your
name is great and greatly to be praised.
Your name is great and
holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to
live.
wisdom and wonder belong to no other, belong to no other but you. All glory and honor, dominion and power belong to no other but you. All wisdom and wonder belong to no other, belong to no other but you, Lord. Oh, oh, He's our Lord. He's our Lord. He's our Lord. Of glory and honor and praises and power belong to our God. All wisdom and wonder belong to no one, belong to no other but Him.
Victory. The King of love had given up. up his love. Darkest day in history. Victory.
that you are Lord. Lift up your shout.
Let us join with all of heaven
singing, holy,
you are
holy.
Cry out,
holy.
Singing, holy. All hail Jesus, all hail Lord of heaven and earth, all hail Jesus, all hail the Savior of the world, all hail
exalt thee. I exalt thee. I exalt thee. O
you are all things. To you are all things.
night and day, let incense arise. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. Day and night, night and day, you're worthy of it all. Thank you. Take is for you. Every song I sing is for you. Everything I do is for you, Lord. Anywhere I go, I'll follow.
My life is not my own,
it's for my King. All right.
just as we're winding down here, just want to leave this amazing worship time with the passage right before the triumphal entry, right before what we're celebrating soon on Sunday. So we're just going to put up John chapter 12, just a few verses, just to take home with us. Starting with verse 1. Jesus, therefore, 6 days before the Passover, he came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they made him a dinner there, and Martha was serving, and Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table with him. Mary, Martha's sister, so this is Mary of Bethany, then took a pound of very expensive perfume of pure nard. It's about a pint. And anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who intended to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the proceeds given to poor people?" Now he said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. And as he kept the money box, he used to steal from what was put into it. Therefore, Jesus said, "Leave her alone, so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For you always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The large crowd of the Jews then learned that he was there, and they came, not on account of Jesus only, but so that they might also see Lazarus, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. But the chief priests planned to put Lazarus to death also, because on account of him, many of the Jews were going away and were believing in Jesus. As we're preparing for the triumphal entry in our hearts, just celebrating what Jesus has already done for us, let's remember that Jesus defended Mary. Mary didn't defend herself. She didn't need to. But Jesus spoke on her behalf. And let's remember, too, that Judas Iscariot, the one who had no vision, the one who was going to betray Jesus shortly after that, came up with a natural response to what he felt and what he saw. And the Lord exposed him. Martha was running around doing things, and Mary realized what was going to happen. And she had a revelation, we believe, many believe, I'm one of the many, believe that something was happening. She was preparing Jesus for burial. She was anointing his feet. She poured on this beautiful nard, this perfume, and she wiped it with her tears, her hair as well. There's many other times in Scripture where Marys are talked about. Mary's a very important name in the Scripture. And in this particular case, this what she was doing came by revelation rather than all the others who still didn't really catch what was going to happen even as they were going into be part of the triumphal entry. So the Lord is trying to tell us, I believe, many things, but tonight he's saying, I believe you have worshiped me in spirit and in truth. And that's what I'm asking from you, that your whole life is laid down as an act of worship for me. Mary understood a better thing. This was Mary who had already seen Jesus raise her brother Lazarus from the dead. This was a place of comfort for Jesus. He was going to the end of his reason for coming to this earth. And he went to Bethany. And he was with his buddies. He was with Mary and Martha and Lazarus. And isn't it interesting that he raised Lazarus from the dead at the appointed time? And people wanted to kill him because many, many would see what Jesus had done for Lazarus. Our life is to be a testimony for Jesus. Anything less than that is a sham. Anything less than that is a waste of the reason that we were created. The Lord is saying, take up your cross, deny yourself, give your life to me. Don't try to find it. Lose your life to me, and then you will find it. Every one of us. Fresh and new, as we go into the beginning of the triumphal entry, which is coming, But we're preparing our hearts for everything Jesus wants to remind us of. We're preparing our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. And as the scripture says in some places, it says that Jesus is preparing our minds to be active, to actually take action. Right, Teresa? As we talked about last week, I was teaching on the live stream in Brazil. Here, but for Brazil, and Teresa was at my house. It was a very strong word that night, because the Lord cares about what we think, because what we think and we reason actually becomes reality to us. If it's not following what the Lord is saying is true, that still becomes reality to us and marks our life. And so the Lord is very interested in our words and what we're doing. And when we put ourselves in His hands, everything changes. Everything. He's that good. Mary of Bethany had some revelation of that even before Jesus died and raised and then ascended to go be with the Father. So isn't it glorious tonight that we get to trust God and say all hail King Jesus. Amen to that? Let's believe God. Let's believe Him tonight and allow Him to change all thinking inside of our own minds so that we can take the steps that we want to take. Amen. God bless you all. What a great night. Be encouraged. Be strengthened. In Jesus' name.